Blog Talk Radio.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
It's holy, righteous, it's worthy. You come to the end of all things, and you've said all that can be said. After the dance, after the surrender, after his praise, after his proclamation, the only thing that is left that can be said is, Lord, I love you. Can you just tell him I love you right now? I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
Praise the Lord. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. Each week, we will engage the Holy Spirit through prayer and intercession, worship and meditation through His Holy Word. So get your Bible. Did you go to church today? as you worship the Lord today, get your word, get your sermon notes from today's worship service. Because what we want to do is allow you the opportunity to go back over and read the word, meditate on the word. Or if you didn't go to church today, but you have a scripture that you want to meditate on, let's do that. And we're going to do it together. We're going to do it globally. And so I invite you to do that. And so we're going to take this opportunity as you're getting your word and getting the sermon notes to go into prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we do bless and thank you, Lord God, for your majesty, for your might, for your glory, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. We thank you and bless you, O Heavenly Father, for watching over us, God, for being with us throughout this week, Lord God, and preparing us, Lord God, for the weeks ahead. We love you. We thank you. We glorify you. We honor you. We bless you, God. God, we thank you for the many, many ways you have protected and for provided. You've kept us. You've healed us. You've watched over us, God. You've shown yourself mighty. You've shown yourself worthy of our glory, of our praise, our adoration. So, God, as an act of worship, as an act of Tehillah worship, we say hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, we have nothing else to say but thank you. All we can say right now, God, is hallelujah. As we settle ourselves, Lord God, in for the night, set our affections not just on things above, God, but what you have for us to do, Lord God, throughout this week, God, the ministry that we have, God, the work that we have to do, God, taking care of our families, God, becoming prayer for those that you have planted in our lives, God, caused by divine guidance, oh Heavenly Father, to be a part of our work, be a part of our ministry, God. God, we posture ourselves to become prayer for them, God. We stand in the gap for our loved ones, God. We stand in the gap even for our enemies, God, and for strangers, oh God. We lift up those that are homeless, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for those, Lord God, that have been cast out, Lord God, and cast down, oh Heavenly Father. We saturate the atmosphere, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we call out the blood of Jesus, oh Heavenly Father. We call out the blood of Jesus to go into the hospitals, into the nursing homes, oh God, and touch family members, touch loved ones, touch those, Lord God, that are stricken and afflicted, oh Heavenly Father, those that are cast down, oh Heavenly Father, that the doctors have given up on, oh Heavenly Father, the family members, Lord God, are saying their last goodbyes, oh God. And somebody needs you right now. Somebody's giving up right now, and you are sending a word of encouragement, a word to say don't quit, God, a word to say keep pressing on, a word to say strive, press for the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. God, we echo your word now, God, and we speak to those that would quit, and we say press in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God, we bless you. Oh God, we honor and we magnify you in the name of Jesus. God, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Well, hallelujah and amen. We bless God, amen, for this opportunity and for this time of worship and meditation. Let us go to the word of God in Habakkuk 3, the third verse. The second part of the third verse just says, his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. Amen. That is our thematic scripture verse for this program, Tehillah Worship, as every night, every week, God, we will come together and just reverence his glory that has covered the heavens and it has filled the earth. And may his glory even fill our mouths as we give him praise. Let us now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to take this opportunity to open your word, find that passage of scripture that the pastor ministered on today, or maybe if you were the minister this hour and you ministered from that passage of scripture. And I know in the many times that I've ministered, I'd stand before the people and have all these things to say. And then when I sat down, the Holy Spirit would put more stuff in my spirit. And so this is the time now where we can go before the Lord, meditate on that special word. And so I invite you now to open your verse, open your Bible, find that scripture, and let's meditate on his word in Jesus' name. Thank you. even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. I will worship you. Hallelujah and praise God. I want to take this opportunity and just give a little word of encouragement as we are preparing ourselves to turn in for the evening and prepare for our work week. My theme, I think, for this evening is just kind of centered around worship and praise. It will be our custom during this time of word of encouragement to either briefly minister a word from something that I may have ministered on Sunday service, or if I happen to go somewhere and fellowship with another church, maybe from what the minister, the preacher, the pastor ministers on that afternoon. And I was supposed to minister today and didn't. And by chance, I went and fellowshipped with a friend of mine, Pastor Shaw at Kingdom of God Deliverance Church. And he ministered today from out of a couple of verses. And I just want to talk or mention them quickly as we go to our word of encouragement. And he started with Revelations 4:11. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." And then he added to that Isaiah 43:7. I did read that earlier. It said, "Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." No, sometimes we forget, and some people probably don't know. And so if you don't know, if you've forgotten, let me remind you, let me inform you, let me help you grow that we were created to worship. That was by God's design, our first job. I know we've got anointed people in here out there listening. You may be teachers, you may be artisans, you may be skilled craftsmen, you may be singers. We were created to worship. All of those other things are just gifts and talents that the Bible tells us are without repentance. But our purpose is to worship. And we often find ourselves in a struggle between the plan of God, which is to worship, and if not the plan for ourselves, which is to do any number of other things, it is the plan of the enemy, which is definitely to silence our worship and to prevent us from giving him glory. I'm reminded of a passage of scripture in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. I'm sure you all are familiar with it. It was with Elijah when He spoke a drought, and then the Lord told him to go to the river of Cherith, where God had ravens feed him, and by this river he had water. And then when that dried up, God sent him to Zarephath, where the widow of Zarephath was to provide food and nourishment for the prophet. Now, I don't really want to go into that, because what's really standing out for me is when we talk about worship, we worship God for who he is. And what I love about this passage of scripture is who Elijah, as he was writing this, called, or the writer called God, called him the Lord God of Israel. Yahweh Elohi Israel, the Lord God of Israel. I think it was very, very important and very specific that he used the words. He called him by that name, Lord God, Yahweh Elohi Israel. Lord, we say Jehovah means the self-existing, eternal, and sacred Lord, the covenantal God, he who was, who is, and who is to come. You know, he understood some things about God, and he's communicating some things about God when he called him Lord. But then he added to it God, Elohim, the supreme God, the exceedingly great God, the mighty God. When you say God, you speak to him in plurality and not singleness. So you are speaking of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so that then speaks to him as the creator God and in the fullness of power. That's the God we are worshiping. That's the God you're serving. That's the God that you live for. And then as we look at this story, God is revealing himself even more than just the Lord God of Israel, even though that is more than enough. But then he's saying that I am the God of creation. He says, Elijah, I will send ravens to feed you. I will provide bread and flesh, meal and order, oil and water, despite this famine or drought. Did you ever noticed that? Have you ever been in a season of drought and famine, and yet there was always things provided for you? You did not die of thirst. You did not die of hunger. That's because you serve and worship the Lord God of Israel, the Lord God of creation. That even when there is no provision for others, there is still provision for you. That is a reason to worship him. But then in the rest of the story continues to show that he is also the Lord God over his enemies. Elijah was in Zarephath, a city in Zidon, which was ruled by the father of Ahab's wife, Jezebel. This was the city of his enemy. And yet God required and caused his enemies to serve him. The widow of Zarephath was an enemy of Elijah just by the mere fact that she lived where she lived. And I love it because the way the story is written and the way the Bible phrases it, God commanded her to feed him. There was something in her, I believe, that didn't want to do it. And the story tells us that she said, I'm going to take this meal and make cakes for me and my son and die. It was her desire to feed herself, God, because God commanded it to be so. She could not forbid be prevented to feed him. And that's the God we serve. He is the God over our enemies. Even though our enemies think they're big and bad and they're stronger than us and mightier than us, they have to do what God commands them to do. And some of you are alive and at peace and protected right now because your enemies couldn't do more than he allowed them to do it. In fact, they had to undo some things that they thought they were going to do. They had to come back and apologize. They had to come back and repent. They had to wash your feet and dry wash your feet with their tears and dry your feet with their hair. They had to kneel at your feet and ask for your forgiveness. Because they have to obey God, the Lord God of Israel, the God of your enemies. And then he reveals that he is the Lord God of Israel, the God of the plans for our lives in a drought. Nobody's going to want to stay around in the place where the drought is. And because Elijah was willing to submit to God, God had a place for Elijah to go. Even though Elijah called the drought down. And so in spite of Elijah's plans and in spite of the widow's plans, God had a will. God had a plan. And sometimes we just need to submit our will and submit our plans and let God, the Lord God of Israel, the God of the plan of our lives, be the God of the plan of our lives. So the last thing I want to tell you is this. It's because who he is and who you are in his sight, your praise and your worship matters. Your praise and your worship matters. We're going to end on this night with this last song, and it invites you to praise God.
When you enter life apart from God and his grace, that's isolation. When God comes to see you, that's visitation. When he unveils the mysteries of eternity, that's revelation. When you think of his marvelous goodness, that's meditation. When you expect to see him, that's anticipation. When you feel His Spirit moving in your heart, that's motivation. When you share in kingdom building, that's participation. When you tell of His goodness and His mercy, that's recitation. When you glorify and praise Him, that's celebration. And when all of these belong to your experience, you can't help but to shout. Oh, you may or may not do it the way others do it, but you'll do something. You'll open up. You will let go. You'll give vent to the Spirit. You'll let the overflow flow. You may not jump up and down, but you'll shed a tear. You may not cry, but you'll pat a foot. You may not pat a foot, but you'll clap your hands. Something will happen. Something will move you. Something will touch you. And you'll feel something. So you can say, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God that spoke to Mother's Earth, and she dressed up in a green garment. He rolled this terrestrial ball into space, baptized it with the liquid mist, laid out the green carpet on the earth, tacked it down with daffodils, snapdragons, lilies, roses, and trees. He ordered a variety of blooming flowers and transfigured it into marvelous attraction. Praise God, the one that deferred the council of the Holy Trinity and organized an angelic host to furnish music while the glory of His Father flooded the hills of Bethlehem, stepped on a heavenly made airplane and rolled down in a low ground of Sarah, leaped into the Virgin Mary and was born one day in the city of David, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Praise God, who makes me walk like I'm rich and I don't have to have a dime in the bank. Praise God, who allows me to sleep on a pillar of peace and a cushion of confidence. He opens doors that no man can shut, and if I'm running a little late, He'll hold them open until I get there. Praise God. He's our rock, our strength, our hope, our guide, our peace, our life, our salvation, our Lord, our Savior, our all. Let us make man. And the word let went into action, and God stooped down, gathered dust together, piled it up in the earth, molded it, and made it like He wanted it. And when He was satisfied with that He had made with His own hand, He stood it up, breathed into His nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This is why we praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. You're worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is Pastor Hooks, pastor of the Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center in the state of Washington. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. keep us in yours, and we will keep ours. Have a beautiful week. In Jesus' name.